Choose for Health. The Chewable Dietary Supplement presents To Your Good Health, hosted by Dr. David Friedman and Melanie Cole.
Our next guest is the president of the Physicians Committee for Responsible Medicine. He's authored dozens of publications in scientific and medical journals, as well as numerous nutrition books, including his program for reversing diabetes, Breaking the Food Seduction, and his latest book, 21-Day Weight Loss Kickstart. Welcome to the show, renowned scientist and health advocate, Dr. Neil Barnard. Here's Dr. David Friedman.
Doc, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you. It's great to be with you.
Oh, I'm a huge fan, not just of your work, but the passion that fuels it. So I commend you on just lighting the fire that you have. You know, as a medical doctor, you were trained to prescribe medication, but instead you prescribe a plant-based diet. Share with us, what was your aha moment that inspired you to focus on a holistic diet approach to healthcare?
I got to tell you, the year before I went to medical school, I had an aha moment. I was working as an autopsy assistant. I was down in the basement of a hospital in Minneapolis, and whenever anybody died, I would have to prepare the body for an autopsy. And the pathologist would do the autopsy, but he would show me everything. And one day we had a man die in the hospital of a massive heart attack, probably from eating hospital food, but that's another story. So anyway, we examined the heart, and to do that, you pull a big section of ribs off the chest, just cut through the ribs and put it on the table, and the heart was filled with atherosclerosis, which was really frightening to see, and we saw the same process in the carotid arteries going to the brain. At the end of the examination, the pathologist walked out of the room. So I put the ribs back in the chest, and I sewed up the skin and cleaned up everything. And when I went up to the cafeteria, they're serving ribs for lunch. And I have to tell you, between the smell of it and the look of it, I couldn't eat it. And I think that was kind of my aha moment. After I got into my medical career and we began doing research, it was very clear that when people follow a diet that is very different from the way I grew up in Fargo, North Dakota, in other words, the more we eat the vegetables and the fruits, whole grains, beans, the better off we do.
Right. Now, in your book, The 21-Day Weight Loss Kickstart, you show that a plant-based diet not just helps people lose those extra pounds, but improves blood pressure, blood sugar, lowers cholesterols, and here's the astonishing part, in just 3 weeks they see this happen. Share with us how removing bad foods and replacing them with good choices can have such a quick effect on the body.
Right. Well, I think quick is important because, you know, the research on this is very profound, and when you look around the world, the people who eat a plant-based diet do better. But our work has always been to help people who never thought about doing anything like that in their life.
Right.
And to help them to adopt a major kind of diet change. So if we're going to do that, we want to see results that are quick. So what we do is we'll say, okay, what do you normally have for breakfast? And what are some other choices? And I'm going to give you a week or so just to try out different healthier breakfasts and see which ones appeal to you the most. Then we do the same for lunch, same for dinner. And once you know what you like for breakfast, lunch, and dinner that happens to be healthy, and when I say healthy, I mean no animal products, keep your oils really low, have it be really good for you kinds of foods, then we do 21 days, and at the end of that time, people emerge, just their lives have changed. Their blood pressure does come down, as you say. Their cholesterol improves. They're starting to lose weight. Their blood sugar's better. But they just view the world in a much more empowered way. So if any of your listeners have not yet done it, now is the time. You are going to be delighted at how you feel.
You know, I know we had Dr. McDougall, who's a friend of yours as well on the show, and he has a 10-day live-in program where he lets people eat as much food as they want, but it's plant-based, whole foods, yet people still lose weight and get healthier. So, Doc, does portion control and calorie counting not really apply if you're eating the right food?
They don't apply at all. And the reason is your body takes care of it automatically. Here's why. If you eat vegetables and fruits and different things, and we'll make them delicious. I mean, I can make you a beautiful plate of pasta topped with artichoke hearts and wild mushrooms and chunky tomatoes and so forth. And when you're eating these things, everything that you're eating has a little fiber in it, which fills you up. So you're going to swear that you've eaten as much as you have before. But the truth is, the fiber is filling you up, and it probably cuts as much as 200 calories a day off your intake. So you're fuller, you think you're eating a lot, but the truth is you're eating a little less. The other thing is it boosts your metabolism a little bit in the after meal period, and so that's why the weight loss occurs. So you don't have to measure quantities and calories and carb grams and all that stuff. You forget about it. Everything you're eating is good for you. And so the portions just take care of themselves.
Yeah, I remember reading in your book that you mentioned, I think you compared grams of fat from animal foods to calories per gram when eating things like potatoes, pasta, bread, beans. And it was astonishing. It's like the same, you know, occupied space is just, you know, 4 calories versus 9 calories with steak or chicken.
And the beauty of it is that people can then start enjoying foods that right. they had thought they could never go near. I can't tell you how many people say to me, oh, you know, since I gained weight or I was diagnosed with diabetes, I can't eat bread, I can't eat fruit, I can't eat pasta, I can't eat cookies, I can't eat, you know, all of these things. You know, they're avoiding rice and sweet potatoes and regular potatoes. And you say, wait, stop it. I want you to be able to enjoy what you're doing. So we do have to make some changes and some big changes. But when you take the animal products off your plate, so you're having, instead of a meat greasy chili, you're having the bean chili or the chunky vegetable chili. You know, easy to do, but mm-hmm. suddenly it's got the fiber in it, it's going to boost your metabolism a little bit, and you're going to feel fine. So how much of it do you eat? I don't care. You eat as much as you have 6 servings, whatever. It's going to take care of itself. The truth is, you'll fill up naturally, and you're going to feel fine.
Right, and when they feel hungry, they're really hungry at that point, rather than, you know, people eating, you know, steak, and then they feel hungry in an hour. Well, it's just because there was no fiber in that steak.
Oh, and I've got to tell you, since the 21-day weight loss kickstart came out, yeah. I have had so many calls from people. There was a man in England who had diabetes. He decided to try this approach. He went to the doctor after several weeks, and the doctor drew some blood tests. And the man went home, and when he got home, the phone rang. It was the doctor's office. They said, get back here right away. He thought, oh, my God, you know, what did they find in my blood? So he raced back to the doctor's office. The doctor sat him down and said, I want to know exactly what you've been doing because your diabetes is gone.
Wow.
And diabetes cannot go away. So tell me exactly what you've been doing. And he said, well, I just did what I read in this book, that I should eat foods from plants, set aside the animal products completely, keep the oils low. He described our approach. The doctor could not believe, and you know this is true. I mean, when we're in medical school, they tell us diabetes is a progressive disease. It can't get better. I can't tell you how many people have completely turned their lives around. And they thought it had to be more and more medicines and so forth. And it's like they're getting younger. So the biggest challenge I have is encouraging people to realize it's not too late to heal. It's not too late to feel better. So let's make it work. The foods are going to take care of themselves. You're going to love that. The adaptation period, very quick. And it's just, you know, it's like quitting smoking. Once you've done it, you are so happy to have broken those bad habits. And food habits are much, much easier. They're 10 times easier to break than a smoking habit. It's very simple, and all the rewards just come piling in.
Yeah, it's amazing. I've failed to see anybody in my career cured from diabetes after taking diabetic medications. It just doesn't happen.
You know, you can understand why people came up with medicines, and there are times where medicines play really important roles. But if I can get to a person early on, and, you know, within a year or two of diagnosis, your chances of having that diabetes just disappear completely are really high. So that's what we want to do. But not just that. What if your cholesterol is high? What if your joints hurt? What if you've got migraine headaches? What if you have all of these problems that you think you'll never be able to get rid of? Well, for many people, it has not occurred to them that food could be the whole issue. And so that's what we do, is we guide people to learning what the causes are of their condition. We show them how they can really enjoy eating again, whether you're at home, or you're at an Italian restaurant, or a Chinese restaurant, or a Mexican restaurant, or Japanese, you know, wherever it is, whether you're traveling, whether you're at home, these are things you can do. You can put it to work. And it's important then for people to let their family members know, too.
This is such great information. And don't go away, because we have more with Dr. Neil Barnard after this short break. And to order Dr. Barnard's books, including 21-Day Kickstart, or to sign up for his free information-packed newsletter, go to 21daykickstart.org. Remember, you can listen anytime on demand or on the go at toyourgoodhealthradio.com. Scroll around, listen to Dr. David Friedman, and learn something. This is Melanie Cole with Dr. Friedman. Stay well.